This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado. Proud partner of UNC Athletics. Member FDIC.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to Coach Speak on this Wednesday. Wow. We are, as always, we are brought to you by Buildings by Design. The process of building a new building can seem daunting. It doesn't have to be when you use Buildings by Design. They have a surefire process to get your new building built to your satisfaction. Visit buildingsbydesign.com. Well, I say, wow, Wednesday, because, man, we have today two of the top baseball players in Northern Colorado joining us on the show, along with Eaton track coach Jaron Guerra, and talk a little track. We haven't been able to talk track much this spring, and we're getting right into late April now. We'll be heading into these final weeks of track, and there's some great track performers that we'll be talking about. Hey, we're going to go right to the Clearwater Products Hotline and join Sean Toger of Fort Collins High School Baseball. Sean, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, Coach. How are you doing?
Man, I'll tell you what. Congratulations on that outstanding performance against Monarch yesterday.
I appreciate that.
I mean, a one-hitter shutout, and you went eight innings, right?
I did.
You know, and so when you go eight innings, man, that pitch count has to be terrific and pretty much unhittable. Now, Sean, I was not at the game yesterday, so I was trying to follow along in Max Preps in the box score, but did you have the winning RBI?
I did, yep, in the eighth inning.
And who did you drive in?
Caden Souders.
Okay.
It wouldn't have happened if he wasn't out there, so.
Well, tell me, because according to the lineup in the box score, this is what confused me. It had Caden hitting after you, and that couldn't be the correct lineup.
Jude Miller bats after me. Caden got on in a huge situation, and I was just able to come through and get him in. So,
Now tell me about Caden's sophomore. I know Caden. Describe to our audience what he has meant to your ball club, because this young sophomore has been a stud for you guys.
So, Caden, he's gonna be really good. Whether he chooses to play baseball or football or in college, but I mean, I think he'll have an opportunity to play both. He's a heck of an athlete, and he's a great teammate. I have the utmost respect for that kid. I mean, he's always working his tail off, and he's always respectful to everybody else, and he plays for his teammates. So I got a lot of respect for that kid. He's a stud.
Boy, as do I. Just having him in the gym this past winter, he's just one of the few guys you don't have to say, hey, let's do this a little with more intensity or anything like that. But
exactly.
Great job. Hey, tell me what you had going yesterday, Seaner, for, you know, with the fastball, with the breaking pitches, just pretty much untouchable yesterday. Tell us what you had going and what was going through that mindset of yours.
I just felt good yesterday. I felt like I had command of everything, and I in the bullpen I felt really good, and I felt like I could hit any spot I wanted to. But I mean, Monarch's pitcher, he pitched a heck of a game too. I mean, it was a battle yesterday. I mean, it was scoreless innings through the eighth, and then we came along after their starting pitcher went into the eighth and then got taken out during the eighth inning, and we were able to come through. He's a junior over there, and he's a heck of a pitcher. He's going to be really good too. So,
you know, absolutely, and I assume he was taken out because of pitch count.
I'm pretty sure it was something to do with that. He had a pretty low pitch count though.
Oh, had to. I mean, had to. We've broadcast a few games this year, Sean, and I've been to some other games and seen guys just having a terrific game, but they've been taken out after that, you know, sixth inning, you know, because of pitch count, you know. So you have to really manufacture your pitchers well, and obviously you did that. Hey, tell me, you know, years ago on an 0-2 count, Sean, you would never get anything in the strike zone. You know, that was just kind of the cardinal sin of being a pitcher. A lot of times you came high and tight. You know, you tried to get that guy to commit on that high inside fastball on a check swing or something like that. But with the pitch count, has that changed? What's your mentality when you have a guy down 0-2?
I mean, I want to throw a pitch that I know they can't hit hard.
Yes.
So, I mean, yesterday my curveball was really working for me, and so I was throwing that all day, and I threw that probably the most I've thrown it all year. But I don't know. I really trust my infielders. I mean, you got Max Bronson made some great plays at first, and Nathan Schneider, he's a stud at second. I mean, you can hit a ball soft to him, you can rocket one at him, he's going to make a play. I mean, that kid's just, you want to talk about a kid who plays his butt off, that kid, he's always right there. And then you got Dylan at short, he makes every play that goes his way. I mean, he had a great catch on a line drive yesterday. And then Gino at third, he's come such a long way. I mean, he's been all over the infield at all different positions, but he's a stud, man. I trust all my infielders to get it done for me. So I'm okay letting the ball go and play to those guys.
Well, and that's great because, man, it takes such a great team. And I know pitching how important it is, but when you're on the mound and have that confidence, you know, in your teammates, it just goes so far. You know, yesterday you had 8 Ks, 8 innings, you know, one an inning. That's still an excellent ratio. And what I was impressed with, Sean, you only had one base on balls. So your command was really good yesterday. Since the beginning of the season, Sean, until now, we're getting near the end of April and soon be into the playoffs, but are there any particular adjustments you've made since the beginning of the year?
I've made adjustments at the plate hitting. I felt at the beginning of the season, I mean, with our record being the way it is, we're getting pretty much everybody's number one pitcher. So,
sure.
I mean, we're facing a lot of velo lately, and I want to be short and quick to the ball, and I want to have team ABs to help my team. Just, I want to win baseball games. So, I mean, whatever I can do to help us win, that's pretty much all I'm going out there and trying to do.
And that's the beauty of, you know, your mentality, Sean. And I know that's what, obviously you have the physical tools. There's no doubt about it. But to get that commitment from Cal Baptist and having several D1 offers, they saw something in Sean Topher well beyond ability. And, man, I will be here and stand up and say you've got all the right intangibles going for you. And congratulations on such a great win. Hey, I want to look ahead a little bit, though. You guys have – Now you have North Glen, Fairview, and Prairie View starting today, you know, and those three games in 3 days. So the Lampkins' pitching depth is going to be tested a little bit.
It is, yes. I mean, I trust our guys in the bullpen. I mean, they're young, but I mean, we have a young catcher behind the plate, and he does very well, Oliver Stanovich. He does very well just controlling our pitchers and controlling the game, and he's come a long way. I mean, he's going to be a stud when he gets older. He already is a stud. But,
well,
I mean,
And Oliver, he's got to say, man, and he is. He's a great catcher, and he's got to say, there's guys out there that have caught this lineup before or been in this program, you included, you know, as a younger player catcher. Rubenstein is a catcher. Great catching. If there was a catching room, you guys in Fort Collins would dominate the state, obviously. But, yeah, great depth and excited for you, Sean, and your teammates. And want to thank you for coming on Coach Speak today. What's your day like today now? I know you guys have North Glen later. So academics, I know, comes first. What's your day like today?
I'm a TA for Aragon, first and second period. And
well,
then,
that's non-academic.
No, that's pretty easy, huh? But I have math class with Mr. Tarver. And
there you go.
He helped me out a lot this year with having to miss his class for baseball.
Now we're talking real academics because that's not easy. But you and your teammates do such a great job of balancing that act. And, hey, keep it going, man. Off to such a terrific start. You got three games here in a couple days. Go get them. And again, Sean, congrats on a great performance, and we will talk to you soon, my friend.
I appreciate you, Coach. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That is Sean Topher. He is one terrific young man, a multi-sport athlete as well. Now he's obviously, as a senior, he's concentrated on baseball, will be playing at Cal Baptist next year, very high level. Wouldn't shock me to see that name in the draft this year as well. But great, great game by them. Hey, if you want to text us at the Mosier Funeral and Cremation text line. See that we've already had one with the lineup, and we'll talk about that. Final yesterday, Fort Collins 1, Monarch 0. I think we just went over that with Sean, but thanks for that text. Text us at 888-530-0043. Hey, want to thank Gould Parts also. Supporting small businesses isn't just good for the economy. It's great for the community. Gould Parts is a shining example of just that. Located at 45 East Collins Street, right off Highway 85 in Eaton. Hey, whatever spring project you have going on, Gould Parts has the parts for you. We will be back and talk a little Eaton Track after this.
Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Rodeo Radio is back during the Greeley Stampede. Yeah! Only in Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. And joining us on the Clearwater Hotline now will be Coach Jaron Guerra. We haven't talked a lot of track, Coach, so I'm so excited to have you on. How's your Wednesday going?
My Wednesday is going great. It's sunny outside, and we've got a meet here in a couple hours. So
I know you do. Hey, tell us about the meet first and how you're gearing up.
So we have the Welco Championships today. So all the Weld County schools get together, and we kind of pass it out to see who, And this meet got rescheduled from last Friday when it was all rainy and dreary. So.
Sure.
It's looking a lot better today.
And who's hosting?
Roosevelt High School is hosting.
Okay, at the new facility. So Roosevelt gets the host this year, and should be a great day. Glad you're having it today, and maybe not tomorrow or Friday, too. But hey, Coacher, talk about some of your performances thus far in the season? And I know that you're gearing up, and today's a big day, but who are some of the kiddos we really need to take a close look at?
Yeah, for sure. We have a couple standout performers. We have Miss Andy Rasmussen. She's a senior this year, and she basically, whatever she puts her hand to, she excels at it. So she basically will qualify for like six or seven events for state.
Wow.
And then she'll just choose whatever she wants, essentially. And she's running the 100, 200, 400 in long jump today, and I bet you she'll be in the top three in all four of those events. So it's going to be a big day for her.
That's fantastic. Now, once you guys, once the girls and guys go to state, how many events can they participate at the state track meet?
So they can only participate in four events at state, just like any other meet.
Yes, okay. So that doesn't change at all from
right.
regular season going to state. Great. How about some of your other kids?
Yeah, we have Mr. Brody Neiswinder. He's a junior this
sure.
year, and he has improved so much. He's gotten so much faster. So he's also competing in the 1, 2, and 4 in long jump today, and he should also be racking up the points. And we also have a couple freshman throwers who just came out and absolutely demolished shot, especially, and disc, Jada Warheim and Izzy Ramsey, and they came out as freshmen, and they are looking to qualify for state in shot, and
as
maybe
freshmen.
One of them will qualify in disc as freshmen. Yep.
You know, that's not an easy event, to, in my opinion, to come in, you know, from middle school into your freshman year and qualify for state. You know, that just seems unusual. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I think that is a fair statement, especially because the implements get heavier, the stakes are higher. So for them to come out and just be dominant like that is a sight to behold for sure.
Great. And keep going. Let's talk about a lot of your kids and who will be, you know, performing today.
Yeah, we have Mr. Ryan Martinez in the pole vault. He's another one who just has put his head to the grindstone, and he has improved so much. He actually broke our school record in pole vault at 14.9, and then he broke his own record and cleared 15.
Jeez.
And he's looking to break the state record of 15.1, and actually, if I'm not mistaken, he's sitting at the number one spot in vault in 3A.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. How about, let's go sprinters. Let's go the fast track first. Let's talk about those guys.
Okay. So obviously Andy and Brody are our standouts, but then we have Mr. Owen DeYoung is in the 200. He's hankering for a spot at state, and he should perform really well today. And then we have we're actually running all of our relays today. So sprint med, 4x1, 4x2, 4x4, 4x8. And all of them are on the fast track. They're kind of like an amalgamation of athletes, some sprinters, some mid-distance, things like that. But we should see some good times today.
Okay. And distance runners?
Yeah. Thank you for saying that, because we actually have another standout freshman in the distance category. Delaney Reuter came in, and she actually has already broken our school record in the 800, the mile, and the 2 mile so far since she's been in high school. And she is just absolutely insane. Like, she can just run and run and run and keep the same pace forever.
And I happen to know Delaney really well. And this is probably one of those athletes you say you must take a day off once in a while, because she would just keep going and going and going and going and going.
Exactly.
But what events will she be in today?
So she's in the mile and the 2 mile today.
Okay. All right. And the meet starts, what time? Is it a noon start? A 1 o'clock start?
2 p.m.
2
yep,
p.m.
2 p.m.
Okay. Man, I'm going to do my best to get out there. You know, I'm a fair weather track fan, Coach. Gotta tell you.
Fair.
You know, mm-hmm. when it's sunny and nice, there's nothing more fun than being out and watching all the events and things like that. But when it's blankets and hoodies and hot mm-hmm. chocolate, kind of not there. But that's Colorado track for you. Hey, Coach, how did you get started in track yourself and coaching? Give us a little background.
Sure.
If you would.
Sure. So I actually have competed in track since I was in middle school. I went to Akron High School out on the plains.
The Rams.
Go Rams. And I competed since I was in middle school in like hurdles and vault. And then my coach, Coach Tom Meyer, legendary coach.
Sure.
He always would throw me into like the 2 mile or something because he would say I could get some points for the team. So I always tell my team now, I don't feel bad putting you in events because
you've been there.
I've been there and I got put in the 2 mile. Like, come on. So I competed throughout high school all 4 years. And then I always just really liked coaching. I coached little kids sports or middle school sports or things like that. And my first year of teaching at Wiggins High School, there was an assistant coach job open. So I just jumped in and got a little bit of experience under another legendary coach, Mario Garcia. He's been coaching longer than I've been alive, I think. And then when I came to Eaton, the head coach job was in. So I just put my hat in and have been taking the reins ever since.
Well, and what a great job you have done ever since. And, man, it's exciting to hear you talk about all your athletes and things like that. Hey, Coach, now that, you know, you have the Welco Invitational meet today, and then you'll be gearing up as the season progresses for state, what's kind of your philosophy as far as how do you gear those kids up for state so they're at their peak runnings and jumpings and everything else going into regionals and state competition?
Sure. My coaching staff tries to be really intentional about our practice plans and things like that. So as we get closer to state, we'll kind of taper, focus more on resting more, running faster, doing quality reps. Of course, we've been doing those things, but we also had to build a base foundation of endurance and stuff throughout the season. So as we start tapering, hopefully we'll just focus on those faster speeds and longer throws and better jumps and things like that, make sure everything is really good quality. And we just try to, going into league, we are hoping to give the kids a little bit more rest so that they're at their best. I think right now our girls are, if they scored our current rankings, our girls would be sitting at second. So we'll really try to get the kids excited, get them believing that they can score all of these points. They can work together as a team. We're really big on the team aspect. So whatever we can do to bolster the team, we try to build that team culture. Even though track is an individual event, we can't really achieve anything unless we're all on the same page. So we try to do that. And then we just try to keep the excitement rolling, keep the momentum rolling, and make sure every practice we put our best foot forward.
Hey, Coach, I've said this on the air before. I think being a high school track coach may be the most difficult coaching position there is because there's so many events, there's so many different abilities, and you have such a you know, array of athletes, you know, within your program. I know it takes good assistance and things like that, but talk about some of your assistants and how is that coordination being that head track coach, because it's not easy.
Sure. Yeah, you're right. There are so many different events. It's kind of tough to make sure we have an expert in every field, but we have a great coaching staff and we always end up with a great coaching staff. Just like we emphasize team with the kids, we all work together as a team too. So we do whatever we can as a team. Like, we have our lifting days as a team. We warm up as a team. We set up camp as a team, all of that stuff. And then once we break off into our events, I know that my assistant coaches are doing exactly what they need to do and putting their best foot forward. So we have Miss Jessica Ruff. She's been coaching around here for a long time. She used to run the cross country program. Now she's our distance coach and she has the mind for distance. Of course she could step into, she actually used to be a sprinter and things like that. So she's always willing to step into whatever, but she does a great job with our distance program. And then we have, for the first time this year, Mr. Mike Pearson. He's actually the woodworking teacher at the high school, and he stepped into to coaching vaulting this year, and that has been really great. He had probably like 25 vaulters in the beginning, which is absolutely insane to have that many people for an event like that, but he's done a great job, especially since we have beginner vaulters who are vaulting like 5 or 6 feet, and then he also has Ryan who's vaulting 15, so navigating that has been really fun. Really fun. And then we have Coach Dan Alamon. He's our throws coach. the past couple years he's been the assistant throws coach, and he really stepped in and was learning from our previous coach, Grace Wyrick, and he learned a lot. But then this year he stepped into taking over throws, and he's done a great job always. He kind of has a football coaching mindset, and a lot of that has been really good for him to bring to our side of the things, like watching film and stuff like that. And, of course, it's been exciting because he has all of these young throwers, and he also has senior thrower Charlie Fritzler, who is a perennial state track athlete, so he's done a great job. We have a new jumps coach this year, Skylar Otani, and she's just stepped in and kind of taken the reins for long, triple, and high jump, and she has done a great job on the heels of Brian Wasilowski. He stepped back just because he's taking on more clients at his own gym, and those were big shoes to fill, and she's doing a great job. And then finally we have Coach Aaliyah Aleman, Dan Aleman's son, has been our JV coach for the past few years, and she's done a great job taking on some of the more managerial roles for JV, like doing entries and making sure equipment's ready to go and all of that stuff. She has really stepped up this year, and I really appreciate that, because of course the coaching part is why we all do it, and then all the background stuff is like, well, we have to do this, so we'll get it done kind of thing. And she's been a great help. She's a great role model for those JV kids, and she's also my assistant sprints coach. She brings a lot of knowledge as a coach and as a former athlete, so.
And it just going over all those coaches, the coordination it takes, and the coordination between all your athletes. What a big job! So, Coach, I'll tell you what. How do people tell our audience what's the best way for people to get to finding results of your athletes and how they're progressing?
Sure, good question. So we always refer to MileSplit for results, co.milesplit.com. When meets are over, usually meet managers will post the results there quickly, and sometimes there will be live results on there as well. But if people are actually looking for state rankings, the best place to go is to Max Preps. So if they just Google search track and field leaders Colorado 3A, it'll pop up, and you can kind of toggle between options and see who's leading the Patriot League, who's leading 3A, all of those kinds of things. So for results, MileSplit is the best place, but for rankings, Max Preps is the best.
And for rankings, Max Preps. Okay, mm-hmm. Great to know. Well, Coach, I'll tell you what, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you coming on Coach Speak today, especially a day of a meet. I know you have a lot on your mind, a lot of organization to get going. And then once that meet starts, that's when it just becomes fun, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. So thanks. Good luck today. And we will certainly be visiting down the road.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Jaron Guerra, the head track coach of the Eaton Reds. And what a big job. You know, regardless of the school, what a big job. But talk about big jobs. We all want our kids to be that good driver. Hey, Anshore Driving School has been teaching safe driving skills in northern Colorado for 30 years now. Flexible schedules, available state accredited with the most affordable rates in town. You know, as parents, we all know kids on the road can be worrisome. With Anshore Driving School, get that confidence needed for your son or daughter to be that awesome driver. That's A-N-S-H-O-R driving.com for registration today. Hey, we're sticking with the Reds today. We have another baseball great performance we're going to talk about with Mitch Haythorn of the Eaton Reds.
.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado, There's only one. Member FDIC.
Scores, interviews, and more. Preps Rewind with Mike Danson. Saturdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. And on this Wednesday, man, we've had a chance to talk to Sean Toger. Outstanding performance on the baseball field yesterday. Got a little track in with Coach Guerra from Eaton. And now, of course, first of all, I want to thank Eaton A&W, one of our favorite places. And next, as we get ready to talk to Mitch Haythorn of Eaton, of the Reds. But, hey, daily, that A&W served in a frosty frozen mug, of course, paired up with the Papa Burger. That would be my favorite. Looking for a breakfast option, too? Now serving breakfast until 10:30 daily. A&W of Eaton, open Monday through Saturday, 7 to 9, Sundays, 8 to 8. Well, talk about stellar performances. Mitch Haythorn from the Eaton Reds against two undefeated teams going at each other this past Monday. And, of course, the Reds behind Haythorn were dominant. Mitch, how you doing on this Wednesday? How's the arm?
I'm good, Coach. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Arm's good.
Is the arm good? Because I'll tell you what, it was really good Monday. So, hey, congratulations on that great performance against Berthoud. Any adjustments you made, Mitch, for Berthoud? Or you go out and do your thing. Man, I thought you did a great job establishing the fastball. Command was really good, and you broke off some, you know, sliders that were untouchable for the Spartans.
Yeah, no, I mean, they were definitely a better team that we've seen this year. Everyone kind of got in the box and battled, and they were patient, you know, up to at bat. They weren't biting much at the slider as much as I'd like them to, obviously, but no, they're a tough team. And it was a fun game, you know, just going at it. Obviously, like you said, undefeated, but I thought everyone all around, our defense was great, made some good plays, and then hitting obviously did a good job against their pitcher. He threw real well. But no, I'm very happy with how we played on Monday.
Well, I'll tell you what, speaking of hitting, man, you were the leader of the pack. You hit the ball hard. Now, I have to ask you this, you know, as a long time ago former player and things like that, your counterpart for that day, Adam Hayes, good right-handed pitcher as well. He's a junior. He got you for a double, one of the few hits you gave up. Now, when you come to the plate, is there a little bit of that extra incentive? Dude, I'll show you. You got me, and I know I'm going to get you.
Yeah, no, for sure. After, you know, he did a good job on a pitch I threw to him and went the other way with it. And, you know, I just kind of going up with the mindset is I'm getting even with you. You know, I'm not going to let you one up me, but no, he's a good player. And I had fun going at it with him.
And you did not let him one up you. That's for sure. Hey, let's talk hitting, you know, before we get back to pitching. Man, you had a nice day. You hit the ball hard. And tell us what some of those adjustments you've made from your junior season to this season at the plate.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably say a couple big things. Gunner actually told me this year, he was like, you know, we were talking about kind of just some cues and stuff, and he said, man, he goes, Aaron Judge thinks I'm smoking the second baseman. I'm taking his head off, and I've been thinking that this year and just really keeping a lot of – just telling myself I'm – because I tend to get out front on the swing a little
sure.
bit, but I'm trying as much weight as I can on that back hip and just put the ball in play. I mean, you know, we always talk as a team just passing the baton and – you know, just putting the ball in play, making the defense make a play on the ball, and I think we've done a good job. Obviously, on Monday it was a tough pitcher, and we did a real good job, I thought. So I'm happy.
Now that you went over that adjustment, I can see it in your game, see it in your swing. Man, what a great job. And, of course, you're an Oklahoma commit. You're going to be a pitcher. You know, this may be your last year of hitting the baseball a lot, you know, inside going against other pitchers. But, hey, Mitch, what I loved about your game, seems like you're really showcasing that excellent command and great movement on a lot of your pitches. How do you maintain that consistency in your mechanics?
You know, I mean, during the game, I'm not thinking about any mechanics at all. That's just kind of more like practice and my own stuff. But I'm just thinking, you know, I'm going at the batter and just letting it rip, you know, not trying to aim or anything, but just, you know, I'm not thinking, you know, I need to put this ball here. I'm just confident in myself and just going to let it rip. And, you know, obviously I want to hit a target, but the best thing for me is to just let my arm work and throw hard, you know, not try to overthink it or anything in the game and worry about, you know, kind of the mechanical stuff when the game's over and the next days at practice and whatnot.
Are you a big guy as far as wanting to know what your velocity is, Mitch?
No, not really. Obviously, I think it's a good tool just to kind of see where you're at. But, I mean, at the end of the day, as long as, you know, I'm just doing my job, not allowing runs and giving us a good chance to win, that's all that matters.
And that's more of a showcase thing, is it not?
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, velo is important, and coaches are going to look for that. But, you know, obviously it's not going to matter in the game, really. It's a good tool to have, but at the end, hitters are, you know, good hitters will time you up, but I think the biggest thing is just getting the ball to move for sure.
Hey, Mitch, now that you've committed to Oklahoma, does that allow you now as a senior to just go out, play, have a lot of fun, and not be worried about, you know, hey, what's the future hold? What, you know, what's this and that? How much are you enjoying your senior year?
Yeah, no, I'm having a lot of fun, you know, just being out there, being out there with all senior buddies. We've been playing for a long time together. And, yeah, it's a, you know, kind of having a little bit of reassurance as far as the future goes. But the main goal is to just keep winning, you know. That's what we're here to do, and I think we're all on the same page as far as that goes. But I'm having a lot of fun just competing with my teammates. So
absolutely, and I hope you continue to have fun. Hey, now you're in that part of schedule too where, man, you're playing a lot. You play today, you play the 27th, the 30th, the 1st, the 2nd, the 4th. You know, it's just ongoing games now, getting in that groove. Is there one or two things before you get to regionals that you're gearing in on as far as practicing and making sure that's a focal point for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just kind of taking it one game at a time is a big thing for me. You know, I can really get ahead of myself if I let myself, but, you know, just taking it one game at a time. And, you know, obviously there's some things that we need to, you know, sharpen up on before regionals, but we got some time to do so. I think we got 4 games next week, which that'll be fun. That's better than practicing. But
that's a player talking. That is for sure. I mean, this has to be a great schedule for you guys, because you just keep playing and playing and playing, and then you get into regionals, man.
Yep. No, yeah, that's the fun part. But no, as far as right now goes, you know, we got Strasburg today, and, you know, we'll get to the other games when they come. But right now, we got to get the job done today, and we'll move on from there.
And last thing, Mitch, I got to let our audience know, I know your community, your parents, and we're all so proud of you because you're a terrific baseball player. But I'm telling you, more important, academics. You are at the top-notch academic, when it says student-athlete, that is Mitch Haythorne, and you need to be proud of that, and people need to know how important academics are to you.
Yeah, well, thank you, Coach. I really appreciate it, but you're exactly right. I mean, it's student-athlete. Student comes first, so it's extremely important that, you know, keeping on top of the grades and whatnot.
Well, and you've done a great job. Hey, Mitch, good luck. We're kind of getting near the end here, but always great having you on. Congratulations on that great performance over Berthoud. More to come for you, I know, and keep it rolling, man.
Well, thanks, Coach. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Mitch Haythorne, just another terrific kid that we have on the program. And I'll tell you what, every day we get a chance to talk to a ton of great athletes on the show. Many of those athletes have been to proactive physical therapy. If you need a little help with some injuries, see our friends at Eaton and Greeley. Visit them online at proactivecolorado.com. We will be right back.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. Member FDIC.
Hear it again. This is my favorite part. Podcasts are available at 1310kfk.com.
Welcome back to Coach Speak as we wrap up this Wednesday. Hey, get a few scores in for you from yesterday. Over in Fort Collins, Legacy comes in and takes care of the Lobos 13-10 over at Rocky Mountain. Roosevelt, nice win for Coach Brian Saya's squad. They beat Mountain View 8-4 in their league action. Also, the Academy, good game in 3A. The Academy edges Kent Denver 8-7. Northridge, Coach Collins gets a nice win at Fort Morgan 7-6. And of course, Windsor all over Centaurus 12-2. Tell you what, today, want to thank Sean Toger, Fort Collins baseball stud player, Coach Jaren Guerra out at Eaton for all of her insight on the track world, and of course, Eaton Reds pitcher Mitch Haythorne. Thanks them for joining the Clearwater Products Hotline today. Great talking to them. Stay tuned for the whole show, Nuggets Avs. And we love you out there, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.